Hey, welcome to Flight Risk Studios podcast show. I'm your host, Robert Bruton. Welcome. It is March 2nd, 2024. It's a Saturday, so we're doing a Saturday show. So I hope you enjoy this one. This is something that really, today's show is something that's really, if I had a regret in my life, is that I was so busy trying to make a life that I forgot to have a life. And I think a lot of people can identify with that. I think a lot of, I worked in, through the years, in very unforgiving sales organizations that you could have been salesman of the month last month and you could be gone the next, just for production. You know, that it was always about, which a sales job and an incentivized system, it you know, it is about production. But if Nolan Ryan had a bad game, or if Michael Jordan missed a winning shot, did you send them packing? No, you know. So I think it's the, part of it's a leadership problem. Part of it is, and we've all heard this, you know, well, you're just not committed to your job. I need you here. You know, I remember, you know, I pay, I hearing bosses tell me, I pay my senior managers XYZ, therefore you're at my beck and call. Would call me at 10 o'clock at night, would call me at 5 o'clock in the morning, would, you know, and then, you know, act like that if you don't make those commitments, you're just not the person that we need or the person that we want in our business. So it got me to thinking that, you know, a lot of my life was stolen in a sense, because I allowed that type of mentality. You know, I would be the first one to work, the last one to leave. I work on Saturdays and Sundays, and the only reason I'm doing this today is because it's my choice to do it today. It's something that kind of weighed in on my heart. It was an article that I was writing and enjoying writing, and I thought, you know what, this would make a really good podcast. So here we are, you know. But what's cool is it's my choice. You know, it's 8:40 in the morning. I'm sitting here drinking my coffee. The dogs have been out. They're, you know, taking their little morning nap. They've had their treats. And so here we are. And that allows me to feel good because, you know, I'm doing something that I enjoy. I'm doing something I want to do, not something I have to do. And there is a huge difference. And that's something that I made a choice some time ago that in my life, I'm going to do what I want to do, not what I have to do. And some of you are going to say, well, I work for an asshole that's never going to allow this to happen. True, you may. And I have. And there's guys that I've worked for that what I'm about to say, they're going to use words to say that this is bullshit. I'm out of touch and all that kind of stuff. And I say that leadership and business is out of touch if you don't subscribe to these tenets that I think are important. You know, so many, and I can speak from a man's perspective because the man is typically been the breadwinner, has the family, the wife is at home with the children, and you know, I think that's why there should be such a strong bond between children and their mother. You know, dads get portrayed as, when your dad gets home, he's gonna, you know, gets portrayed as the bad guy. And you know, there's a lot of things to be said for, you know, absentee fathers that you know, that sucks. You know, you should, guys, you should have a chance to be with your children and milestones. I remember wanting to go to my son's first basketball game, and my boss really threw a copy machine, empty copy machine paper box, and told me I could fill that box and go to my son's game, or I could sit down and I could sell two more. You know, and that I wasn't leaving. That, you know, and then it was that, you know, we're men. We're supposed to take care of our families. Yes, we are. Yes, we are. In that sense, we are. But I'm going to offer up some thoughts and open some dialogue on implementing flexible work policies. You know, and how are you going to, you know, sell something if you're not here? Okay. Well, when you are there, my argument is, what if you're 110% focused and you get the job done? You know, I remember 1,000 times saying, hey, the next person who sells, makes a sale gets to go home, you know, and usually said it on days where there wasn't really a shot of anybody doing it because there wasn't anybody coming through the damn door. So here we go. You know, one of the ways that we have to, I think if you're going to promote a flexible workspace, you know, everyone on the team has to buy in. Everyone on the team has to feel like that they're getting some give and take. There are always going to be conflicts between, you know, my kid has a baseball game. All of a sudden, half the office kids have a baseball game. You know, there's going to have to be some give and take in those instances. But for the most part, you know, if I'm coming in and I have a clear, as a leader, I have made a clear and understandable work expectation, okay? This is your job. This is what you do, okay? You have 40 hours a week in which to achieve these goals. Well, if somebody comes in and can get it done in 35, then why are we not celebrating that? Why are we making someone sit there and run out the clock? You know, we're so used to, well, if you're not here, I'm not paying you. Okay, well, if that person got their job done in, let's say, 30 hours, why are we not celebrating that? Why are we not saying, hell yeah? And why are we not saying, what do you do in order for others to follow what, you know, what kind of things that you do? What are you doing in your day that allows you to be this productive? And I've written several things and talked about it in several podcasts, the difference between activity and productivity. You can be busy doing a lot of shit, but is it shit or is it production? I would challenge anyone to go fill an hour with nothing but productivity. Go fill an hour with nothing but productivity. It's a lot harder than you think it is. You know? And so you have employees that, let's say, are missing out on a lot of things. They have to see videos from their wives or husbands sending them to their work and saying, oh, look, I wish you were here. Daddy, I wish you were here. You know, and it's not always about kids. It's also about you, you know, being able to see and experience life on a different level. There's so many countries in this world that have huge production that have four-day work weeks. And I would argue that if I had employees who could get their job done in a four-day work week, I got no problem paying you five. I got no problem in paying you as a full-time employee. If you can get your job done in 4 days, God bless, get it on, let's go. Because most, especially administrative jobs, You know, you're really not in a situation where you're covering a sales floor, where you physically must be there because you're behind a counter, and that's your job. So, you know, the thing is that if I can get that kind of production out of somebody, why wouldn't I reward it if possible? In the sense that if you can get it done in 4 days, hell yeah, go have you a long weekend. Imagine if you have somebody that's truly dedicated to that and truly enjoys that. And young people, you listen to me, you know, as potential leaders coming up through the ranks. Why would we not celebrate? We celebrate sales, so let's say that today I made a huge sale. Okay? Well, you know, we celebrate that, but we don't celebrate in ways that, you know, if somebody if Sue over in accounting got all of her stuff posted and she did it in 4 days and the company's ahead of everything in accounting, why wouldn't I reward them with time with their family? What kind of relationship is that going to foster between the company and my employees? Oh my God, if I get my work done in X amount of time, you know, I can enjoy a long weekend. If I can show my immediate supervisor that on Thursday at 5 o'clock, hey, I'm 110% done with my work, everything's good, and my supervisor looks at me and says, "Hey, go get you a 3-day weekend." How loyal is that person gonna be to you? You know, how much are they going to enjoy their job? What does my long-term employment retention look like if my employees feel like I have at least some flexibility in my work schedule so that I imagine children that get their mom comes in and says, "Hey, guess who's coming home and getting the rest of the weekend with us? Dad." Or guess what? When mom picks up her child Thursday evening from daycare and says, "Hey, want to spend a long weekend with your mom? Want to spend a long weekend with your dad?" Guess what? We get to do that. Imagine. Open your mind to, instead of worrying about that I'm paying someone for 40 hours, I expect 40 hours of work. Well, if they got all of the work that that is your expectation for that job, then hell yes, I'm gonna pay them, and hell yeah, you can go have fun with your family. We have cell phones in this day and age. If you absolutely positively needed to ask a question and just say, "Look, part of that comes with every now and again, I may need to make a call. I don't want to make a call." And you should frankly have people within your organization that can step into that role when someone's not there. If they can't or someone can't, then guess what you have is a problem. Because let's say that that person, for example, God forbid, has major health issue, has to go in the hospital. Maybe they found another job and tell you toodaloo because you don't give them any sort of pat on the back or reward, so they're just done with your ass. You know? And so if they get the job done, then what's the problem? Why would you not reward that with that pay? And it's just like a salesman. You reward a salesman for their efforts. Why not reward other employees for theirs? With time. With time. You're not having to give out more money. You're not having to pay out anything else. You are just giving the reward of time. And I think that doing that will make leaps and bounds difference in the production that you get out of your employees. Trust obviously is a huge thing with this. And I think when you're onboarding new folks, that they need to have a clear understanding that accountability and trust is a huge thing, because the reward is we're going to give you back some of your time, not take away some of your money. So that there has to be a real trust and a clear understanding in your culture of what that means. If you foster this in the right way, you should get, most humans are pretty cool with it. You may every now and again find some dumbass that, you know, wants to figure out a way to cheat the system. Well, they don't need to be on your team anyway. So have a nice day. You know, communication is going to be a key factor in this. Increased flexibility means teams need to rely heavily on clear communication and coordination. So as we set out our work week, as we set out what our expectations are for this period of time, you know, that is going to be key to allowing folks to have flexibility in their work schedule. They're not taking less in workload. You know, they're not needing more bandwidth to balance responsibilities fairly. You know, everybody has, and be transparent about workload and the bandwidth required to do that. You know, you're going to need alignment. You're going to have to get a buy-in in the organization to propose objectives and set clear metrics for success based on outcomes rather than time spent at desks. That makes more sense to me than anything. If we have a clear understanding of what success is, what and success for that week, for the production that we need to provide, okay, then what difference does it make the hours up or down that are required to do that? Focus on the outcome, not the time. Food for thought. With that foundation in place, you know, employees are empowered with the time and tools to thrive professionally while enjoying a rich personal life. And leaders have to realize that there, you know, you have to allow someone a life. Life is not, you know, so many companies want you to think that your life is based around being an associate, a team member in this and that. Yes, it does. But do you want employees to have a shitty attitude because, you know what, today was my daughter's recital at school and I couldn't get there? How fucked up is that person going to be? And how much production are you going to lose because, and rightfully so, that person is upset because they can't even go see their kid's recital? Well, there's going to be, everybody's going to have something every day. I go back to, is the work that they've done? Have they achieved all of their objectives and goals for that particular work week? If they have, bye. Even if that's 10 people out of the office, if the work's done, what else do you need? What else do you need? If they've achieved their goals, if they've achieved their objectives, if everything's done, your ass is covered. Why? Because everything is done. In the age of cell phones and emails, they're only a phone call or an email away, a text away, if something came up. And make sure that people understand that on these off days that are a bonus, if you will, that occasionally there may be a text or an email or something that needs to be handled. But you should have people in place that can rise to that occasion. Because if you don't, I'm going to say you probably need to look at your own production. Because everybody in the office, you know, I had a situation and I've had to bow out of it because it just was stupid. But I was trying to teach everybody in the office different roles so they could step in if needed. Plus, they were easier for me if change came later. Someone retired, maybe they got a better job offer. Maybe they, you know. Then I had people that were familiar enough that they could step into that role. Or just a simple vacation. Someone that's going to be gone, you know, 10 days for vacation. Who's going to fill that slot? If you don't have someone trained up to step in. So, you know, and I got a lot of bullshit for it. I don't want them doing that. I don't want them, you know. Why? What state secret are they learning that's going to ruin the business? They're learning the business. They're learning how to do other jobs so that they become a more valuable asset to the business. But let's be short-sighted and not see that. And most older people, honestly, are sadly that way, you know? Or people who've been trained to say that, you know, by God, I pay you for 40 hours, you by God damn sure be here 40 hours. Really? Short-sighted, yeah. Because it needs to be about production, not time. Make it about production with the reward of time. See what happens to your business. See what happens to your business. And don't take it, say, well, you know, God, if we could get that and then get another extra day, how much further down the road would we be? Okay, we'll take it away and see how much further down the road you get when you have a flat tire. You know, so you have to encourage your employees to set boundaries and stick to them. Ensure direct reports feel comfortable leaving a reasonable hour or declining meetings for family commitments. Make sure that employees can set those boundaries. You know, that they can decide what's important and when it comes to family commitments. What's important and what maybe, you know, you say, well, I don't want to take this time. I'll be there when I'm there, you know. If your cousin that you haven't seen in a couple years arrives at your house today at 3 and you work till 5, you know, do you want to take, I mean, is it earth-shattering that you're there 2 hours early? You know, pick and choose your battles. And then make sure that you're a role model for work-life balance behaviors as a leader. You know, if my team, I would be proud of my team if I was able to say, hey, Betty Sue, or hey, Joe, I need you to cover the rest of my afternoon today, because I've trained them to do that. And I go around to my team and say, hey, thank you. I'm able to take some time. I'm going to go play golf with my son, or I'm going to do this or that. I'm going to go surprise my wife and take her out for a day of just us. Actively use your flexible work policies. You know, and leaders, don't be a shit bag if someone actually takes that time and utilizes it. You know, it's beyond me how short-sighted people can be when you sit there and you look at the fact that people would actually utilize something like this, and you're sitting there going, they had the audacity to take that time. I can't believe it. You know, it's just, let people do it and use it if the production is there. How many jobs in your business could be done in a 4-day work week? You know, how many just administrative jobs could be done in a 4-day work week? And how much more, if you offered that, how much more production could you get out of people who actually had a life, who are actually happy because they come back to work ready to go? Because they know when they're there, they got just a couple more days until, guess what? I get a 3-day weekend. What's the landscape look like in your organization? Excuse me, guys. Just getting over a cold. The gift of time allows people to thrive professionally while being present for all those milestones that make life fulfilling. Family celebrations, kids, recitals, graduations, weddings, holidays, vacations abroad, a passion project on the side. Maybe you didn't know, but old Joe down here in the other office, you know, builds birdhouses that his wife sells at flea markets on the weekend. Or maybe they're rebuilding a car from their youth. Maybe they're teaching their son how to build a car from their youth. Maybe that Friday is a father and his boys get together for a round of golf, and that becomes a father-son tradition. Or moms that go home and find things to do with their daughters that become a mother-daughter tradition because they have that time. How much better of an employee are you going to have when they have that ability to make those dreams and things come true with their work environment and their workspace? How, you know, why would you not be productive? Most people would. To have that gift of time is something that people can't get back. If you dock their pay, they can work harder and get it back. But they can't get back time that you took.
Well, I'm paying them to be here.
Yes, you are. But you're paying them for production. Don't forget that. You're not paying sitting their ass in the desk. How many people sit around until the freaking clock runs out? How many asshole bosses make you sit there and you can't punch out until that time? So, no. You got to start each day planning and prioritizing, you know. If you don't have a plan, then what the hell are you doing in business? You need to have an actionable plan done every day so that we can get the tasks that we need done, done. Then guess what? Enjoy yourself. You know, what are some things that can be done? Well, start each day with a plan. Eliminate distractions and set boundaries. You know, here's a big thing. Wasting mental focus and, like, turn off, silence your phone. You know, if you need to let everybody in your family know, hey, look, I'm going to be out of pocket for the next hour. Does anybody need anything? Okay, great, leave me alone. You know, if you have real little ones and you need to be in contact with the school or whatever, that's one thing. But if your kids are old enough, I'm sure they can take care of themselves for an hour, okay? And then focus. So, you know, shutting your door, you know, get tunnel vision on all the projects that you're doing. You know, batch similar tasks together so you can knock out, like, emails, phone calls, reports that you have to get out. Batch some of that stuff together, knock it out, and, you know, make sure that if you can, if it's not really time-sensitive stuff, then, you know, make it where you check your email in the morning, the afternoon, and go home. You know, if it's something that really requires, and somebody needs to pick up the phone and call you, don't send me an email that I need to answer this very second and not give me a heads up. You know? And while you're doing this, be sure to take a natural break. And what I mean by that is something where you can unplug your head for a second. You know? Take a short walk. Go get a snack. Do a power nap. You know, do something that just kind of breaks you out. Do a little breathing. In through the nose, out through the mouth. Just some nice cleansing breaths. You know, take a little 5 minutes. Or if you're working a full day, take a 20-minute break and give yourself that. And you as an employer, if you can't give your people that, what the hell? You know, they need to be at their desk working. Well, if they're at their desk working and they're at their desk working productively instead of thinking you're an asshole, what about that? You know, and at the end of the day, if you can, before you collapse and make a mad dash for the door, try to have at least your morning for the next day blocked out. So that when you get there, you can get things, you can get what you need done, done. Because here's what's happening, business owners and leaders and managers, is people are waking up. You know, how many people don't want to go back to and are working remote jobs? I have a brother-in-law who worked in a big insurance company in downtown Dallas, and they're working remotely now, and they didn't lose any production. This is a guy who's on board. This is a guy who gets shit done. This is a guy who does not screw off at working remotely from home. He gets the job done. But he can do it from his house. He can pet the dogs. He can go kiss my sister. He can make a sandwich, you know. But most importantly, if he gets everything done, he can log off, take a walk, go play golf, throw a fishing line in the water, have an actual life beyond, you know, I pay them, you know, X amount of dollars. You know, I can hear leaders just, I'm like, God, are you, you know, by God, we're going to do things old school. I hate people who say that. That is just the most stupid fucking thing you can say on this earth. I'm just old school. No, you're too stupid to learn something new is what you're telling me. And I don't believe you to be that. So, learn something new, dumbass. Yes, I can say that because this is my show. And I can tell your boss that he's a dumbass because, you know, I'm old school. Fuck all that stupid shit. That's just dumb. You know, if you're going to really, really, really knock it out of the park, you need happy people around you to do that. You need people who can focus their brain because they're not worried about, you know, I wish I could have gone here. I wish I could have done this. Or I, you know, damn, I miss my wife. Or damn, I miss my husband. Or damn, I miss my kids. They're not worried about that. They're able to find times that allow them to get that connected moment, to have that memory. So that's what all this is about, is a gift of time. So think about that as an employer, and think about that as a senior manager who makes these decisions. Think about it as, you know, time's not costing you really any. You're still paying what you agreed to pay, but you're giving the gift of time. How much more are you going to get having done such amazing things like that? How, you know, think about it for a minute. So it does take some, in many cases, it does take some culture reorganization, you know. Some folks are going to get on board with that and some folks aren't, you know. And you can tell people, hey, if you want to work Monday to Friday and don't want to, you know, you want to do your shit and do your things and that kind of thing, it's not a horse race to get to Thursday. But if it is, guess what? We're going to make that available to you. You know, if you can't totally institute a 4-day work week, you know, then offer it as a, show me that we're caught up, you know, give me a report that says, hey, these are the things that are done and real. This was my workload for this week, and this was the final outcome of that workload. Bye, Felicia. Go. Go. Enjoy your life. So, I hope you enjoyed this. I hope you put some mind to it. That's something that I'm able to do since it is, I'm able to, usually what I do is I pick and choose times during the day. Sometime like today, this is probably obviously the last time I'll do a podcast today, unless the spirit moves me to, but I'm, you know, there's a lot of times where I'm sitting there and I catch myself going, shit, I can take this time. You know, if I'm out, if I've gone to lunch or something like that, you know, and I see something I want to stop and do, guess what I can do? I can stop and I can, you know, if there's a little market or a little something that I see, or I just want to go take a walk around the pond at the park, I can do it. I can give myself permission to do it. And honestly, after all the years in business, that's a hard thing for me to educate myself to do. So, you know, it does take a little practice and a little time. But leaders, give this some real thought. Some real thought. Or you're going to lose good people like myself. You know, I've had employers where, you know, I would go back and work for somebody to save my ass. You know, I just wouldn't. You know, I'd rather find and pick and choose my own battles than go fight somebody else's. You don't pay me enough to steal my time. You pay me for my time, but you don't pay me enough to steal my time. Think about that for a minute. Some of you will get it and some of you will go, what the fuck was that? You know? So, anyhow, the link in our description takes you to our link tree, which has every single solitary thing that we do here at Flight Risk Studios. It will take you to my author page. It will take you to our cute little shop that has all kinds of cool shit, funny stuff that you can, has a little bit of merch in it, but most of it is just funny stuff that makes us, you know, it's just cute. I hope you'll go visit our Flight Risk shop. It's kind of fun. And, you can see our YouTube channel, our music channels, obviously you found us here. So I appreciate you listening and taking the time out of your day to listen to the podcast. I hope you enjoy it. And we will be back with another episode probably on Monday. So anyway, I appreciate it again. Thank you so much. This is Flight Risk Podcast Studios, and I'm your host, Robert Bruton. Bye for now.